Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 7 after the hour. Time for us to dig into the world of News Talk Radio. Yet another week has gone by, and we are here. Jennifer and I are here. Jay is off. Jay Kirshner had a death in the family, so she is not here. But Jennifer Horn is here, as she usually is. So she and I will tackle the huge problem of looking at this list and talking about the things that are on the list from our perspective. At number 10 on the story list from Talkers Magazine this week, The confession from the killer of Natalie Holloway. Who even remembered? This is the challenge.
This was,
do you remember?
Absolutely.
How
do
you, so tell us the story from your perspective.
This was like 20 years in the making.
Yeah,
and
a long time ago.
This girl who went on her senior trip after high school, and she disappeared. She never came home, and no one could find her. And they, like, all the evidence led back to the fact that this guy had probably tried to rape her and or kill her, or something went wrong and he disposed of her body, and everybody kind of believed that there was no proof, and he said that wasn't the case, and his dad was very high up, I think in the Dutch government or something like that, which is the ruling body of Antigua. It's one of their what do they call it? Not their properties, their
what? What
when
do you
a
mean,
country
you,
owns,
government?
Yeah, when a country owns an island. Anyway, we'll move on because I can't think of the words. My brain is Swiss cheese, but He got away with it for a long time, probably helpful because his dad was up, you know, in the government.
Uh-huh.
He moved on to South America, where he was accused of killing another woman in the same set of circumstances.
Great.
He ended up going to jail. He was selling cocaine inside the jail all the way, saying that he hadn't killed Natalie Holloway until one day, I guess, he needed some money. And so he went to the family and said, I can show you where her remains are, because they've never been able to find her remains. And so there's never been closure for the family. And so he said, I can show you where the remains are, but you have to give me X amount of dollars. Well, I mean, the guy's a real jerk. That didn't
obviously
work. Well, he was extradited back to, I think, back to our country this week, and that's when his confession finally came forth. And obviously, Natalie Holloway's mother was visibly upset because it's been 20 years for him to finally confess, and she lost
live
everything.
It all over again. Yeah.
Yeah, she lost. Well, I mean, she not only did she lose her daughter, but apparently she lost her job and her teaching credential because she gave up working to solely dedicate herself to try to finding her daughter. And it's just, it's heartbreaking, and it just shows you that there's really sinister evil out there, unfortunately.
Yep. Sure is. All right, number 9. You're going to have to help me with this one, because I know there are lots of plans around that come forth every 2 years when Republicans and Democrats want to redistrict, whether it be for Congress, whether it be for local representation in your local legislature. But there's all of this gerrymandering going on, all of this carving up of districts, mostly to help one side and hurt another side. So the accusation is that those who are doing the redistricting in North Carolina are trying to keep blacks out of having the ability to have a representative. Is that about it?
I don't know if it's actually about keeping blacks out. What it is about creating black districts, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that can actually, it's something that happens all the time in every state around. I mean, just in the LA City Council race, I live in Los Angeles. If you remember when the LA City Council president had to resign in disgrace because of some comments she made about another city council member and his black son, and they were deemed to be racist, and they were, they were fighting over redistricting the LA City Council into Latino and black districts. So there's always been this this idea that you can assume how minority voters are going to vote. So people try to put them in districts so that either they have more of an impact than the population or less of an impact than their population. I mean, it really, really depends. Now, in North Carolina, Republicans have unveiled a congressional and legislative maps. They're in charge of the state house there. I don't know exactly what the rub is locally with them, but this is something that happens in every state, in every city, in every county. And yeah, race is a huge part of it. And yeah, sometimes it's about overrepresenting, and sometimes it's about underrepresenting.
Immature, when you get right down. It's pretty immature.
The whole process of redistricting is a really tough one, because no matter what, it gets political, even in California, where we're supposed to have an independent council that determines this stuff. What's independent these days?
Speaking of California, number 8 on the list from Talkers Magazine this week. You can find these, by the way, both at gooddayshow.com and at talkers.com. Crime is number 8 on the story list. And I noticed that San Francisco is having such a difficult time because of the crime there. They have decided to spend $4 million, partly or mostly, to try to convince the outside world that it's a great place to come visit. And will that $4 million ad campaign fix the problem of homelessness and drug use and pooping on the street?
And all the businesses that are closed. Every week it seems like something huge from downtown San Francisco, Nordstrom, or what, you know, whatever these big businesses are going under. And they can blame crime all they want, but I blame their stupid policies, because we've incentivized a state where now, like in Los Angeles, zero cash bail. There was a woman who was arrested for setting 3 fires. She set fire to a home, to a business, and to a tent with someone living in it. And it was revealed that she had just been arrested 48 hours before for ramming into a sushi restaurant in Los Feliz and setting that on fire. Why is there zero cash bail? This is making people get out of jail and commit crimes just continue on their crime spree. And you've got that. You've got the fact that it's only a misdemeanor to steal anything under $900. I mean, it's just they're not enforcing camping laws so people can live and squat all over the streets. Now in California, if you're a police officer and you see someone urinating, they say it would be racist to stop the person urinating on the street apparently there's certain races are more likely to be doing that, and they don't want to have bad interactions with the police. I don't know how.
Where does this come from?
Well, as an evolved society, I don't know how we can ask our police departments to treat people equally and do a good job and not be crazy, right? Uh-huh. And at the same time, let them actually uphold the law. Right now, they're saying because of a couple of bad officers, you can't trust any police department, which has said we shouldn't have any laws, so you have no interaction with them. It's just ridiculous.
It's going round and round.
Yeah,
and
not,
round and round.
Not how a society functions, that's for sure.
So that's coupled kind of with number 7, the migrant crisis, because a lot of our big cities like San Francisco begin to act like magnets. Los Angeles, San Francisco, any big city, but they're also now spreading out so that they're pretty much all over the country. People say, well, we need help on the farm. How do you know that these people, are they going to the farms to get jobs? I don't see it happening in any agricultural circumstance. I see a lot of people coming from other countries to do the work on our farms, yeah. But the people coming across the border, as Jennifer's pointed out, a lot of people have pointed this out. They apparently woke up the senior folks in the Biden White House to the problem that's being created by letting all these people in. So now, okay, we're going to take immediate action. Well, you should have taken action, just let it go. But they couldn't leave it the way it was because it was a Trump idea, right? Yeah.
And it's so dumb, because how can you go back? You can't fix 3 years. You can't fix 3 years of people just coming in as they wanted.
I get kind of tired about talking about the same stuff. So
and it's over and over and over again. If people just did their job and acted rationally, we'd be in such a nice spot right now.
Wouldn't it? Well, we wouldn't have anything to talk about here,
I guess,
on the Talk Radio Review.
Right.
Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen going through the story list from Talkers Magazine. From number six to number 1, it's pretty compelling stuff. The other stuff, not that it isn't compelling, especially the Holloway thing, but it's the stuff that we've talked about before. the New World Order, according to China. China's book of the New World Order. Now they're going around to the world trying to convince them the United States is bad, and you don't want them to be the leaders. You want us to be the leaders, because we'll leave you alone. You'll be able to do whatever you want, and if you need our help, you can call.
Vladimir Putin liked that idea.
Oh, yeah. Putin's all over this. All the bad guys are all over it. Iran, yeah, let's get those damn Americans.
Korea. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In the meantime, the self-serving Chinese, the government, the way that this all is played out, they're so smart. They could see right through us. They knew how greedy most of our corporate leaders were. And so they made it very attractive 40-some-odd years ago. Bring your stuff over here. We'll help make your company bigger and better and stronger. We can do it cheaper here because we don't pay our workers anything. So get your stuff made here. And now that they've had success, and now we're beginning to turn off the spigot that we created, they're looking around for other things that they can get involved in, or they can bring along some of the third world countries into their sphere. And I don't know, you want to add to that? I guess I basically synthesized the bottom line of the idea.
I feel like it's become more and more evident, and you know I love our country, but our country is very concerned with the short game, and our country does not think about the long game. Whether it's political parties or whether it's our financial future.
Oh, business is all 6 months. That's it.
We think about the short game, not the long game. China understands the long game, and they have been doing everything intentionally for the last 40 years, including getting our pharmaceutical businesses and getting into our farm business, getting into our food, getting into our manufacturing, everything. I mean, this has not been a short game for them. It's been the long game. And now we're having to deal with it, and it's only going to get worse, and try now to decouple. They want the bad guys to decouple from the United States. It's going to be hard for the United States to decouple from China.
We better be doing it. It's very interesting also to look around at the way the Chinese have bought a lot of land, the way the Chinese, actually a couple of states this past week, I was talking about this on the American Family Farmer program that I do.
They're outlawing it.
They're going to take the land away from them.
Yep.
There are a couple of states that say, okay, we're buying the land back. We don't want the Chinese government through whatever Smithfield, the pork company that they own, that was a company, United States company. How do we ever let them get a hold of that?
Military bases, however.
Yeah. Hello,
scary. Duh.
Yeah. All right, it's 18 after. This is the Talk Radio Review.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Time for me to welcome in a lady who I consider to be my friend. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin. You find as people go into the holidays, they want to look better and feel better, or is that a year-round pursuit, do you think, Elizabeth?
Well, you know, I think it is something that a lot of people, you do. You take a lot of holiday photos. You see a lot of people over the holidays. There's holiday parties, get-togethers. You want to look good. You want to feel good. But it's also super hard this time of the year, too. It's really difficult to lose weight because there's good food everywhere. It's the eating season, right? There's candy. There's cookies. There's snacks. It's everywhere, right?
All right, so what's the deal?
We've got our huge Halloween sale up right now. It's our unlimited buy three, get three free, but we've also got discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds, this is a great time to get on it. It's at toploss.com. All the information is on our website, toploss.com.
Thank you, Elizabeth Miller, here from Calitrin.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's now 23 after the hour. Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio, courtesy of our expressions of concern over some of the issues, our expressions of disdain over a lot of the stuff that's going on. When I say our, Jennifer Horn is here from KRLA and also the Good Day program. Doug Steffen from Good Day. Let's, because this is the hour, Jennifer, the portion of the hour in each of our Good Day show hours where we go through social media. Sometimes we have comments from social media, sometimes stories. I thought this was interesting and kind of something I'm sure you've talked about. The Republican lawmakers who are proposing legislation to block children from using social media in school.
This has been a big debate, not just in school.
I thought it was a good idea, frankly.
Vivek Ramaswamy on the, I think, the second Republican debate stage said that he supports a ban of all social media for people under 16.
Yep, me too. I support that.
Okay, so
so where is it going,
though?
It
should be up to the parents, though. I don't want government telling me that.
Well, the parents aren't doing it, so what then
right,
do you do?
Right, but still, I mean, think about the slippery slope. I mean, we believe in our freedoms.
I get that.
In this country.
Yeah, yeah, right. So Ted Cruz apparently is behind it, along with Ted Budd. I don't know much about him. What's his
story?
Ted
Budd.
Is that it? He's from North Carolina, yeah. Anyway, that's something that is in the hopper, if you will. All right, some comments about some of the issues this week from our socials. All of our social, everything that is connected to social media, no matter what the platform, you can access it by using Good Day Networks, at Good Day Networks. And so the news stories is usually the question we ask and get response to for this program anyway. Let's see here. Ms. Hobbs says, when asked the major news story this week, what are you paying most attention to? She said Israel. And so did Johnny Powell. And then, let's see, Mr. Wood says, I stopped listening to the radio. Sorry. as much as I used to.
Well, that's
it puts
weird.
Me in a bad mood. Well, that's because you're listening to the wrong program, pal. This program won't put you in a bad mood. There's a lot of stuff going on. He thinks that the Russian war with Ukraine is more important than what's going on in Israel. And to some, I can understand that. Yeah, it could be that it is. All right, let's see here. David Seiler says that as far as he's concerned, the total dysfunction of the Republicans and the jail walls closing in on Trump, those are the two things that he's paying attention to. Let's see. Dennis Dakota says dumpy, ranting and raving Republicans showing the American people they can't govern. And also the horrendous casualties in the war in the Middle East. Yeah. And see that. The question is, what stories have you been paying attention to? Let's see. Mark Moody says he's concerned about Pee-wee's Playhouse getting their act together.
Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Good for you, Mark. Let's get our mind off of the other stuff. Yeah. All right. Let's see here. Sean Stewart writes, the media lying, the media, news media, I think is what he means, about the missile attack on the Gaza hospital. So what? There are two lies.
That was pretty terrible.
Yeah, but it's pretty obvious because they have satellite imagery of the missile being launched, and it wasn't. There's no Israeli connection
there's
to it at all.
So much evidence. So what happened is that, and it was horrific. We see this hospital. We see people that are, you know, suffering and dying, and all of this. And so immediately Hamas goes straight to their PR wing, and they send out a press release saying Israel hit the hospital, an intentional strike, and that multiple people died, 500 people. None of that was true, but the media ran with it and looked like idiots.
Well, and because of that, there's all kinds of the college campuses, the kids going down off the deep end on both sides, the protests and stuff. Good God, you know, get the facts. It's 28 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA News Update. President Biden announced from the White House Friday that humanitarian aid is set to start flowing into Gaza in the coming days. He stated that he had secured commitments from Israel and Egypt to open the Rafah border crossing connecting Egypt to Gaza. As part of this agreement, an initial convoy of 20 trucks carrying essential supplies like food, water, and medicine will be allowed to enter the Gaza Strip. Amazon employees who still refuse to comply with the retail giant's return-to-office policy may soon get the boot. Business Insider reported the company circulated new guidance to managers this week, informing them that they can now fire those workers who fail to report to the office at least 3 days a week, and laid out the process for how such terminations should go. Employees still not making it into the office enough after that could face a pink slip. Rather than taking part in the third Republican presidential primary debate in Miami, former President Donald Trump will be hosting a rally in the nearby city of Hialeah, Florida. The evening event will be at Ted Hendricks Stadium. President Trump is slated to appear on stage at 7 p.m. on November 8th. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 at the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Review. This week, Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen are at it. Jay is off. As we've gone through many of the stories, number three, I think these, the ones that we'll spend time on in the next segment of the program, are the most important this week. And with regard to number three, the most important thing about the Trump situation is probably that his lawyer, Sidney Powell, pled guilty in Georgia to election interference. Yeah. So I don't know what that means. There are 18 others that have been charged.
On the surface, I can tell you exactly what it means.
Okay.
She got 6 years probation. That's what it means. And so she obviously made a deal.
Yeah.
She was the one who came forward. I don't even know if she was ever officially Trump's lawyer. They like to call her that. But she was the one who said she had all the evidence and she was going to release the Kraken about the election. And then when she was pressed about what the Kraken was, she said, well, I'm the Kraken. I mean, I think she was... I don't know.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I don't know what that means. It means that there's, I don't know. People are crazy. So now she's got 6 years of probation and no jail time. And this is perfectly set up to happen now so that the people on the other side of the aisle, the people who don't like Trump, are going to say, well, see, this woman, she's your lawyer, your best friend, your closest ally ever, which is not really true. They'll say that and they'll say, she's guilty.
We're back
to
where
there's
smoke,
there's
fire.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
smoke this fire. So I didn't expect you'd like this.
I don't not like it. I just see it for what it is.
Like
and
it.
That
it's
is that they cut a deal
commotion.
To make Trump look bad, and she took it.
Mm-hmm. Trump looks bad on his own. He doesn't need her help or anybody else's.
I don't know. There's certainly a lot of people who likes to make it. They like to try to make him look bad. Mm-hmm. Why? Because they're threatened, because he can't be controlled.
Well, there's that, but there's other stuff. There's so many different things in this. That's the. There's so many different. You're cooking a stew here. That is, you know, the ingredients change all the time. And I think that's
the only
kind of,
stew that I need is one that had world peace, that had a glowing economy, that had low gas prices, and that actually had some hope in the world. That's the stew that I want to eat. And that was the stew we had with President Trump, no matter how mean he was or how nasty he was or whatever he said or whatever he tweeted. Tired of it. He was a great president, and he can be a great president again.
Really? And that sponsored announcement came to you from Jennifer Warren and the Trump campaign.
Yes, right. Just from my own heart, not a member of that campaign.
Vote for Trump and everything will be great. All right, so let's see here. That's number three. Number two, here we go. Jim Jordan doesn't look great, but then you're all reminded that it took McCarthy 15 votes to get where he is, and I'm going to bet on the 15th vote this time he's going to be back as House Speaker. And I'm sure you have, well, I don't know, I'm going to say I'm sure. What do you have for a read? Scalise's way out.
Well,
Jordan.
I think it's completely a disaster. And I think that while.
Bad leadership there, man.
Well,
really bad leadership.
It's that Matt Gaetz decided he was going to shake things up. And I'm about shaking things up. I'm not a huge McCarthy fan. I think sometimes he does stuff. And, you know, I also understand that he's in a bad position. He had to make some deals with Democrats because that's what you have to do in politics.
You're talking about Gaetz or you're talking about McCarthy?
Talking about Kevin McCarthy.
Well, but Gaetz made the ultimate deal with the Democrats to screw over McCarthy.
I would definitely say that we should have probably thought a couple of steps down the road that if you're going to remove McCarthy, what happens next? And so a lot's been going on. You had Steve Scalise, who was the conference nominee, but he could never get the vote, so they never even did a floor vote on him. So he drops out. Then Jim Jordan is next. He gets the votes. And he has almost what he needs to get to the floor, so they start voting. He was 20 votes short the first time. In the second vote, he was 22 votes short. You have a lot of people, from what I'm hearing, the people who are not no because they don't like Jim Jordan. They're no because they're ticked off at Matt Gaetz for removing Kevin McCarthy. So,
well, as well they should be.
Well, yeah, okay, but be ticked off at him when you're not in front of the American people in a time of war when we need a congressional body that's up and operational.
Okay, but still, show him for what he is.
Well, that's fine, like I said. But right now, everything is shut down. And so then they were going to empower the Speaker pro tem. That was the next step. And Jim Jordan was going to back out this week. And then there was so much of an outcry, no one wanted that. So now Jim Jordan's back in the race. This could go on till the end of the year. It could go on into the next year. But it certainly is going to threaten the Republicans' majority, their opportunity to maintain their majority in the next election, I would think.
Mm-hmm. Well, makes them look bad. The Democrats never look good as far as I'm concerned, even though I voted for Democrats and Republicans because I consider myself.
They're always in lockstep, though, you know, and we always have public grievances in our side. So it's like, I don't know. At some point, I don't know who does it right. Like, it's gross that the Democrats are always in lockstep, and it's gross that the Republicans are always fighting. So who knows?
Well, they're young. All right. So speaking of Republicans, there are a lot of lawmakers and candidates who are connecting the Mexican border issue to nearly every political topic. Apparently the queen of this at the moment is your pal Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's running around wherever she can be invited. She's disconnected herself from Matt Gaetz. Didn't they go around doing a road show for a while,
she's
the two of them?
She's a Kevin McCarthy sympathizer, actually.
Yeah, I know
so
she is.
She wasn't with Gaetz in the beginning of all this and was with McCarthy.
Yeah.
So I think where she goes with Gaetz is to visit January 6 prisoners, but I don't know if it's anything beyond that.
Yeah. Well, they did a couple of road trips together.
They did.
Anyway, she's saying that the whole problem in our country and the problems we're going to have with the people on the border, well, and this is not new. I'm just interested to see, because sometimes she doesn't put sentences together particularly well. But this is kind of a cohesive thought pattern bringing the concern that we have over what's going on in the Middle East back to the porous border. And she's not the first person to say it, but that was kind of interesting the way that she put it. Frankly, the way that she brought it back around.
Well, I think I said that to you just earlier on, right?
Yeah.
That there is a direct link for people who say that the fight in Israel is not our fight. I go absolutely bananas because this is not about the two-state solution. This is not about the future of the Middle East. This is about Hamas, a terrorist group that had a huge terror attack on the people of Israel. And if you don't think that we have the threat of terrorism here at home, especially with an open border for 3 years, I don't know what to tell you. And that is what she's getting at. That's what I think a lot of people are nervous about, is the fact that so many tens of thousands have come into the country unchecked.
Number one this week on the list that's published at Talkers.com and also GoodDayShow.com, the war in the Middle East. I noticed a couple of different wrinkles here that we should focus on. A military base in southern Syria where U.S. troops have a presence. They're training. It's always that whole ruse about training. We're training the soldiers, training the Israeli soldiers and whoever else wants to get trained. There was a drone strike, and one of them was shot down, but the other one caused some minor injuries there at the base. And so is this just, it's not a big deal, but yet it is a big deal because it's part of this overall widening,
broadening. There have been a lot of protests and people trying to get into American military bases this week.
Yeah.
And the bases and areas that are run by our allies as well. So, of course, it's a huge concern because what the Hamas leaders are doing and former leaders are calling for these global day of rage. Remember last week it was a global day of jihad. Already this week we've had global days of rage. And when that happens, you get all of these protests. You get the violence. You get people who are getting stabbed in front of embassies. And it's frightening because it's happening here at home. You know, normally when we see this chaos that's happened in the Middle East in our lifetime, it's over there. But now you're seeing a lot of it here as well. And lot of tempers flaring.
The MTV Music Awards have been canceled because of the Israeli-Hamas crisis.
This isn't a moment
for global celebration, they said.
Yeah.
This is the European Music Awards that have been canceled. And, okay, so Taylor Swift can't perform and Miley Cyrus can't perform. Nicki Minaj can't perform. The Red Hot Chili Peppers can't perform. Metallica was supposed to be there even. Wow, that's an old moldy oldie, right? To be held November 5th, which is 2 weeks from this weekend, in Paris. That's a day, that's an important date in the history of the planet, isn't it, November 5th?
I think so. Let me see. What happened that day? The stars aligned. That's your birthday, Dougie.
All right. So let's thank you. Merry Christmas and happy birthday. The State Department has now issued a worldwide caution alert. In other words,
did you get yours? I got mine.
I'm just sticking here, back and forth to Los Angeles. That's it. Although Uri, before all this happened, was trying to convince me to come back to Israel for his birthday again this year.
I might skip that.
Yeah, I think I'm skipping it.
I might send flowers or something.
Yeah, right, yeah. So, those of you who are trying, this is not going to do the airlines or travel companies any good, although a friend of mine here is going to France next week to take a trip down the Seine River. He's never been to France.
Wow.
So he and his wife are taking a week to have a ride down on the Viking cruise, which will be kind of a swell thing.
Sounds amazing. That'll be great. But it is scary. And the warnings are for all travel outside of the U.S. At this point.
Yeah.
You just got to stay vigilant.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how international travel going the other way, going westbound, is probably not so much, but it'll affect the travel. No question it'll affect it.
For sure.
Also being affected.
And they just recovered from COVID, and now you've got this again.
Right. So what about the violence? We kind of alluded to this earlier on. The way that some Palestinian Americans are being, victimized, is that the right word? There's a lot of bigotry toward Palestinian Americans that has been, was started and then has become more prominent And so the protests here and there, it's hard to go through a day without seeing a protest of some sort. Yeah. College campuses loaded with all kinds of protesting, right? And now this stuff on the streets of New York and other cities, I don't know. It's just all of this stuff. It's good. I'm a big believer in protesting and expression. But also you wonder, what is it really doing, I think, as much as anything else. Anyway, along with the situation, the word on the Middle East, there are a lot of UFO sightings.
Yay, those are my videos. See, now you're finally getting into some good news.
Yeah, all right. Quentin Tarantino visited the troops in Israel yesterday.
Well, that was nice.
To boost morale, he said, during the... See, Tarantino's not Jewish, but you don't have to be Jewish to enjoy what's what. You suppose everybody recognized him? Is he a recognizable figure?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Especially, well, I mean, I don't know how popular he is in Israel, but I do think that he is recognizable. He's got that face that's noticeable.
Yeah. Yeah, I just didn't find it interesting. So what are the takeaways after Biden went to Israel? He came back, and the next night he did a national speech.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder what you took away from the speech. He talked both about Israel and Ukraine, looking for money, I think, as much as anything else. But one word, well, how use a one word to describe
your thoughts. I'm glad he is standing with Israel. I'll say that kindly. Mm-hmm. I do think that we are in this situation because he's a weak leader.
Yeah. All right. There it is. That's a wrap for this segment of the Talk Radio Roundup. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen here at 48 after the hour. The charts for the week of October 16th to the 20th, according to Talkers Magazine, 10 stories. At number 10, the continuing saga of the killer of Natalie Holloway, or the Holloway murder. Number 9, redistricting issues. Number 8, crime. And number 7, the migrant situation. At number 6 this week, the China statement on the New World Order. It's been not getting as much attention as it ought to because of what's going on in the Middle East. And number 5, the war with Ukraine. Not much conversation about that. Number 4, presidential race. That's kind of been on the back burner. Pretty much everything's on the back burner. Number 3, the Trump legal battle stuff and the fact that Powell... I think this one is of interest and import. Powell pleading guilty. That's number 3. The battle to see who's going to be the House Speaker, which as of the time I'm doing this list, has not been settled yet. And, of course, the war with Israel and Hamas. Number 1 this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the 5th year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Let's spend a minute here on the countdown to go through the official list, the people list. We've had 10 stories every week, and then 10 people that go along with most of the stories. At number 10, Natalie Holloway, and the continuing focus on, well, actually the confession of the fellow who killed her. Gavin Newsom is 9. Vladimir Putin is at 8. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is at 7. Letitia James, well, the judges, let's just put it that way, and you know what I'm talking about, number 6. Trump's at 5. The fellow who is sort of acting Speaker, Patrick Henry, is 4. Netanyahu is 3. Jim Jordan is 2. And number 1 on the list is Joe Biden. Interesting that Scalise didn't make it in the list. I would have put him in there with McHenry, but then I didn't do the list. I'm Doug Steffen. That is the list from Talkers Magazine.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and you made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer and I are together. Ah, yes, the good old days when Jennifer and I were together all the time.
Not
every
like
day.
That. We were together in the
we're
morning.
Together. Yes, we woke up with each other every single
on
day.
On the radio,
now,
right.
A couple of days. Oh, a little hard to do it. But you think people have misinterpreted what I was saying? Come on.
When you say together.
Together. All right. So, number 5 this week on the story list, the Russian and Ukrainian war. There's not much that has been not said. Is that a double negative? There's not much left to say, or is there?
Well, here's it's going to be interesting to see how we deal with this and with Israel.
Yeah.
And is this going to be something that's going to disrupt the gravy train that's really been set up for Zelensky and Ukraine? Because they've been getting a ton of money, a lot of resources from the United States. So does that kind of upset it? Because there's only so much to go around.
Actually, there's nothing to go around. It's all borrowed money.
Correct. It's all fake stuff.
Nothing. Right, exactly.
You
fake
know,
money.
You get the drift, right.
All right, so here's the story of a news person for Radio Free Europe that has been detained this week in Russia, charged with failure to register as a foreign agent, which, of course, is just another way of them to grab somebody and try to make a trade for somebody else.
Or some money to get him back.
Right, exactly. Alusu, I think is, I don't know how to pronounce his name, Kamashiva. It's not important what his name is, it's the story that's important. Anyway, she's a wife and a mother and yada yada. So she lives in Prague. She traveled to Russia for a, quote, family emergency. Was detained at the airport. She was waiting to get on a return flight. Officials took her passports. She had a Russian passport. She had a United States passport because she's married, I think, to an American. So now, here's yet another person who's been grabbed by the Ruskies. And what are they going to do with her? What value? She's a U.S. citizen. But yet, I wonder how many, I guess my curiosity here is, how many people do you know, or how many people do you think there are, who are both Russian citizens and American citizens, have two passports? I mean, that combination. I get that you could have a French passport, or maybe even, well, your family's from what, Croatia, right?
No, the Czech Republic.
Czech, okay, right. So a lot of people, I know, my friend Uri Geller had three passports. His children were born in America. They have American passports. They have Israeli passports because Uri is a citizen of Israel, but also was a citizen of America and England for a while. So you've got three passports. And some people,
and don't forget, it doesn't have to be Americans looking for Russian citizenship.
No.
A lot of times it's Russian citizens who are here that have kids and get American passports, and then they're back and forth. And that's become a big thing with the Chinese. The Chinese come here. There's actually something called maternity tourism,
yeah,
where the Chinese will buy these packages, and they'll go stay a lot of places. I think Los Angeles is huge for this, in the suburbs of Los Angeles, in the San Gabriel Valley. They put them up for months.
The Russians all over the place there.
Well, I'm talking about China here. They take them to Disneyland, they take them all these places, and then when it's time to have the baby, they have the baby,
and then they're
American citizens, and they go back to China. So I'm sure there's got to be the same kind of thing that happens with Russians as well.
So how do we fix that? How do we change
so
that?
Lenient with our
But how
process?
Do we convince people? Because there's such a dichotomy of opinion, if you will, or attitude toward you. Oh, we want to help people. Well, in helping those people, you're screwing yourself in too many instances. So I have to be more discerning, but how easy or hard is it to be more discerning? That's kind of the question, isn't it?
Sure is. Short game, not the long game,
is what they're
thinking about.
All right, number four on the story list, the presidential race. I don't see a lot of activity this week.
Because Israel has sucked all the energy out of the room. I mean, all the Biden problems gone to most extent, other than Trump in court for his civil trial. All that was gone this week. I mean, just everything sort of disappeared.
Yeah.
It'll come back. Right now I think it's just a foregone conclusion for Republicans that unless something catastrophic happens, the nominee is probably Trump. And for Democrats, it's probably going to be Biden if he can make it.
Vote for RFK Jr., that's what I say.
He's in it already.
Yeah, and his poll numbers keep going up, while the other guys, especially Biden's, Trump's poll numbers are off a little week by week. Biden's are off a little more. I think the thinking was that because he went to Israel to be a diplomat.
That's why he went to Israel, to try to clean up the mess.
Yeah, right. All right, well, let's see. Let's hear it for the people with sponges and soap. All right, 59 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.